Layer 755, Planning for Peace at Home and Abroad. Panel text reads, Planning for Peace at Home. True individual freedom cannot exist without economic security and independence. People who are hungry and out of a job are the stuff of which dictatorships are made. Franklin Roosevelt, Message to Congress, January 11, 1944. With the war's end in sight, FDR began to turn his mind to the post-war world and an expansion of the New Deal. In his 1944 State of the Union address, FDR proposed an economic bill of rights. He called for government to guarantee economic security to all Americans, including the right to a job at adequate pay, the right to health care, and the right to decent housing and education. In July 1944, FDR achieved part of this agenda when Congress passed the GI Bill of Rights. It provided millions of veterans with free health care, college tuition, and low-interest loans for homes, small businesses, and farms. The GI Bill gave an entire generation the means to enter the middle class. The panel is mounted in front of a large wall photograph showing FDR greeting members of the military standing around him in the Oval Office. Turn to your left at the corner of this room and walk about 3 feet to a panel on the right. The panel reads, Planning for Peace Abroad. The structure of world peace cannot be the work of one man, or one party, or one nation. It cannot be just an American peace, or a British peace, or a Russian, a French, or a Chinese peace. It cannot be a peace of large nations, or of small nations. It must be a peace which rests on the cooperative effort of the whole world. Franklin Roosevelt addressed to Congress on the Yalta Conference, March 1, 1945. Throughout World War II, FDR worked to create an organization dedicated to global cooperation and peace through collective security. In 1942, he invited representatives of 25 allied nations to Washington to sign a declaration pledging each to defend life, liberty, independence, and religious freedom, and to preserve human rights and justice. FDR called this wartime coalition the United Nations and led efforts to expand it into a post-war organization. His vision combined elements of idealism and realism. Roosevelt imagined an organization of nations dedicated to equality and mutual security, but its backbone would be the four policemen, the United States, Great Britain, Soviet Union, and China, who would enforce the peace through a Security Council. FDR died days before he was to address the opening of the conference that created the UN. At the top of this panel is a color photograph of the United Nations headquarters in New York. You'll now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.